Good morning. Is it a good morning? Okay. I usually thought I learned that if someone says good morning to me, I say good morning back, right? Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. It is a beautiful morning, and did anyone notice that the sun is shining this morning? Praise God for that. So it's also a very special day, isn't it? Every day is special, every Sunday is special, but this time I think we just face it. What we've gone through the last weeks in preparation, and now today we see God's goodness, we see His leading. I feel it, see it, sense it, and God is here. And I just praise Him for that, and we believe He'll be here this evening. And we can rest in that. And so we're praying especially for John and Crystal's family, and for Ellis and Lenita's family. But also, we pray for those of you who might have felt a little stirring. And no, so nothing happened. Pray for you too. And I pray for the one who's chosen. We pray for that, the one who is not chosen. That God's peace would be there. And we all are praying for each other, aren't we? That we as a little flock can be a light on a hill. So we've done a lot of preparation. And that's kind of my theme this morning. But we are, that's all small steps towards the large preparation. Turn to Revelation 19. So as I've been thinking and praying for this time this morning, and then it's always a blessing for me when I see little hallmarks along the way that encourage me one way or the other. And so the first evening of the meetings, and Brother Graber, I won't try the other one, Brother Graber, Brother Graber read from the book of Revelation, and so that's where my thoughts were going, Revelation 19. And that is, and then that takes me back to some of us who were at a wedding yesterday, a week ago, and Arnold Arlen, in his sermon, he talked a little bit about ordinances or sacraments, and I appreciated the definition that he gave, and he gave me permission, I think, to share it. Ordinances are physical practices that embody a spiritual reality. That's pretty clear, isn't it? Pretty neat. There are a special class of practices that help us grasp and remember some of the most important spiritual reality. So then, in relating to marriage, this is the ultimate purpose of marriage, to help us, whether we are married or not, to grasp and to remember and to ponder the relationship between Christ and His church. And I think in addition to that, I would like to add, it is our responsibility as husbands and wives and members of His bride to live that out, to do our best in our flawed way, that our marriages, our families, our lives can portray the living Christ and His body, His wife. It's an awesome responsibility and an awesome privilege we have to honor the risen Christ. And I just think that's such a beautiful picture. And this scripture in Revelation points that out. And before, we don't have time to go into it, but Revelation, it breaks in and just says a little bit about the victory over the harlot. So the harlot, just to remember, we know the Christian life is a battle. And here you see it portrayed. You have the bride, but you have a harlot. You have the true church, you have a false church. If you take the time to read Revelation 18, a very vivid picture of something religious, I believe, that is intermingled with violence and pleasure and money and anything you can name. And in her, that harlot, was found the blood of the saints and the prophets. So I think that's really important as a background here. So we're going to be reading the first nine verses. After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. Because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her, the justice of God coming to reality. And they said, Alleluia. Her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne saying, Amen. Alleluia. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. That's the underlining of this little meditation. His wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted, now look at her clothing, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. What is that? For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. I don't quite understand that. Doesn't look like filthy rags, does it? Anointed acts, I believe. Anointed by the Holy Spirit. Then he said to me, write, Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Are we called? Are you called? I believe we are. We have the privilege to be called. Over and over we said, Come, all you who thirst. Come, all you who are hungry, and I will give you life. But we see here that this marriage supper is for those who are prepared. The wife has made herself ready. And I don't completely understand what it means to prepare. But I think one thing it means is to walk in his light. We're all flawed. Then we can excuse all kinds of stuff. But we are called to walk in his spirit, to walk in holiness, to walk with our eyes fastened on him, to bear fruit to his glory. That's what we're called to do. And he has given us everything we need, his word says. Now, I would just like to, if you could help me here, I'm going to say a few of these short phrases, then at my signal, you say it repeated after me. I'm going to start in verse, I'll just keep them short so you don't need to read it. Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come.
For the marriage of the Lamb has come.
And his wife has made herself ready. And his wife has made herself ready. You know, we can't ready ourselves. We can't do good enough things, but there's, as we walk with the Lord and as we encourage each other. And so as we prepare for that time, I see today, tonight, is a little step in that preparation to build up the church. And it's wonderful. We're not a club. We're church. We have a head, someone who goes before us. And he wants a bride that stands out, clear and bright, giving glory to him. Starting now, and then when we sit around, I don't know how it will be. Can you imagine a banquet feast where there are no hindrances of flesh? No pride, no envy, no jealousy, no hatred. Everything is pure and lovely. That's what we're looking forward. And so I think as we pause at this time, I would just like Brother Harry to lead us in the song, Tread Softly, as we pause in this quiet place of reflection, listening, and thanking him.